Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the Big K Morning Show.
My brother, this is one of those stories that gives me a rash. And I love this town. It is my town. It's Larry's town. We grew up here. We love so much about it. What I don't like about it is this parochialism. Using Mount Washington as an example, where the old timers won't allow an apartment building to go up. Using this piece of land with this massive former Westinghouse Research and Technology Park as an example in Churchill. They blew this, quite frankly. Amazon wanted to come in here, spend $400 to $600 million, create 2,000 to 3,000 jobs and millions of dollars in a tax base. And the old timers out there said, to hell with it, I don't want to hear trucks in my neighborhood. And I wanted to grab Rich Fitzgerald, who is so in touch with trying to step forward rather than backward, to talk about how we can do this better in the future. Fitz, good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's interesting. I mean, we certainly have seen how retail has changed. I remember years ago we'd get excited when they were going to build a new mall. We're watching the deconstruction now of Century 3. When that came about, that was such a big deal.
Yep.
Well, retail has changed. People aren't going to shop like they did. It's these distribution and logistics centers which are popping up, but they also provide a lot of jobs. We watched this in Churchill. It was very disappointing. You mentioned some of the numbers, a couple thousand jobs and a tax base that really is needed in a community. It's also a little bit of the tale of something else. At the very same time, North for Sales was going through this. They rolled out the red carpet. It never made the news. Now there's hundreds of jobs in North for Sales, a community that also needed a tax base, and Amazon is there. They're happy. They're doing all their things. And so it just depends where you go. But sometimes there are obstacles that these developers have to overcome.
It seemed a little short-sighted, though, for an area that's looking to increase their tax base, create jobs, and all of those positives. I understand there's some negative in terms of traffic. But however, the bigger picture is they lost out on a big opportunity, I think.
I don't disagree. And what was interesting is the borough council of Churchill supported it.
Right.
They sat down with the developer. They sat down with the company, worked out things that they wanted to see, whether it be traffic, whether it be noise, whether it be some of the jobs, job training, things along those lines. They came to an agreement, and I give that borough council a lot of credit. It wasn't them that turned it down. It was some other folks in the community that went against it. And every community is different, and that's something you see with developers, where they're going. Marty mentioned Mount Washington. There's been issues in other neighborhoods and other communities around the region. It sometimes becomes difficult. With this facility now, it's a great location because you're right on the parkway. You're right near the turnpike. You've got some remediation that's going to have to be done after Westinghouse was there for many years. It's also sat vacant for a couple of decades, and we know what kind of degradation can happen when a property sits vacant that long.
Rich Fitzgerald, the Southwest PA Commission. What makes us great also hurts us sometimes, the old-fashioned way of thinking in Pittsburgh. How do we collectively change that, Fitz? Because we both live it. How do we change it?
I don't know that you're ever going to change it, but I think you've got to figure out how to work with it and work around it. And I think in many development communities now, you start to see the developer sit down with the local officials, with the local community, and try to get a sense, a taste of what they're going to go through. I think in this case right now, it's going to be difficult. I see they're putting it out for bid to sell it now. There may be some people that may feel a little bit, you know, leery about coming into a community, not wanting to go through that again. So that's going to be one more challenge that the folks at that in that community are going to face.
It's frustrating as hell, man. It's one of the biggest empty lots in this region, and it's frustrating.
It could be
as hell.
A gold mine.
It could,
but location.
But nobody wants. What he's saying is so true, Larry. Why would you come in there and buy that, dump several hundred million dollars into it, and have these folks stand in the way of doing anything? Because they like being poor. I'm just saying, gets old. Hey, before you go, I got to mention your daughter. She has an incredibly successful business set up to facilitate this new explosion in women in sports. Did she even imagine, did you ever imagine what's happening right now in women's basketball, Fitz?
No, it really is incredible. And I know, obviously, Larry and I first met each other way back when watching women's basketball.
Right.
And last night they had the draft.
Yep.
And it looked like the NFL draft. I mean, you had all the pomp and circumstance and the big announcements. Obviously, Caitlin Clark was the first woman drafted. And the fact that they outranked their ratings were actually higher than the championship game of the men's NCAA was incredible. So there's a lot going on there, and I give her a lot of credit. She's working hard, and I think she's found the right time where the market is there for women's sports. And I know they're working. The Penguins are talking about potentially bringing Kevin Acklin and his team, bring women's hockey sport here, professional women's hockey.
Possible WNBA team. They're going to add another franchise. It's very. What's the name of her business, Fitz? Before you go.
Goals marketing, and she was in Cleveland for the Final Four, and got the cover and be part of all that excitement, and we know what sports can be. I think most of us in Pittsburgh love sports.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we've only had men's sports. The Steelers, the Pirates, the Penguins, which we all love. It'd be great to have a women's sports team here that we could root for and be part of. And the other thing is seeing that draft last night. I think we're going to get this draft in a couple of years. The NFL draft, Steelers are working hard on that, and we're all behind that. And talk about economic impact, Marty. That will have millions and millions of dollars into this region if we can pull that off.
We should get it.
So much fun.
By the way, there's a great exhibit at the Heinz History Museum, the sports, about women who have made a difference in this town in sports. So highly recommend it. Rich, thank you.
Thanks, Fitz.
All right, guys. Check in later. Thanks.
Rich Fitzgerald on the Big K Morning Show.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.